Well, the federal election is over, so it's time to make a few comments on our less than perfect but peaceful democracy and the future. The federal seats that most affect the Gold Coast, including the Tweed, are Richmond, named after the Richmond River, Macpherson from the Macpherson Range, Moncrief, named after the opera singer Gladys Moncrief, and Fadden, after Sir Arthur Fadden, PM. These are the seats which continue to be represented by Justine Elliott, Karen Andrews, Stephen Shobo, and Stuart Robert. Remember these names, because for the next 3 years I will keep track of their performance for you and make comment on how well they serve us. I don't think there has been a concerted effort to do this previously, so let's make sure they serve we the people for the next 3 years. Throughout my life, I've voted for different parties and independents, as I believe in voting for the person best able to represent my interests and the well-being of Australia. Because of this philosophy, I can legitimately claim I am not wedded to any party or ideology. Personally, though, I feel the environment is the single most important aspect of life because it's all we have to sustain us, and we the people are custodians of life on Earth in all its miraculous glory. However, I did not vote Green because they have policies which clash with my belief structure, and I cannot condone homosexual marriage or unbridled illegal immigration. Nonetheless, there should be parties and people who stand for the environment and common sense, and in the years to come, this will take precedence. On this front, I don't believe Tony Abbott has the slightest clue when it comes to planet Earth, and that has to change along with his ridiculous paid parental scheme. Nonetheless, the country is in much better hands today. I found Kevin Rudd's sanctimonious farewell speech disrespectful, and it should have been a moment of quiet reflection, but instead, it was the real Rudd, and the reason he was originally axed was abundantly clear. His insensitive comment about his opponent, Bill Glasson, was shallow and less than prime ministerial, and Mr. Rudd leaked platitudes like the Titanic leaked water. His legacy is a massive national debt of $330 billion, or a third of $1 trillion, which will take 30 years to pay off and incurs $22 million a day in interest alone. The task ahead for the new Abbott government is a massive one and will take a steady hand to address all the problems the nation faces. I think Joe Hockey will do a great job as Treasurer and be honest with the public, and Tony Abbott will be fine if he listens. There are good people on both sides of politics waiting to serve, but some are simply slaves to their own party, and we don't need that under any circumstances. One person I have a lot of time for is Labor's Kelvin Thompson, who is the member for Wills in Victoria. Mr. Thompson is a forward thinker and has gone against his party at times as he tries to convince Australians we need to cap the population and look after the environment and our culture. I hope he will be recognised by Labor as a real leader and ideas man, as he has much to offer. This form of contemporary thinking will constructively counter Tony Abbott's predilection with the economy and his simplistic approach to business success at any cost. Finally, the election's over, and the lesson gained is for all of us to keep communicating with our local federal members and hold them to account. Flood their offices with letters and emails regularly with your questions and demands. Make them accountable right through the next 3 years to ensure the train doesn't come off the tracks again. Tony Abbott and his team must be held to account and keep us involved and informed. Our duty is to ask and to listen and then give them regular feedback. Let's make the next 3 years the triune of the people. The electoral cycle is now underway and we have a job to do, so please engage and be a guiding light for the young, else they take their freedom for granted. regardless of age or health, choose to make a difference, as so many men and women have done in the past that fought for our freedom and who gave their lives for our Christian democracy. It's the least we can do, and let's all learn from the past 6 years of political darkness, dishonesty, and corruption. Never again. Never, ever again. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.